Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. And make sure you check out our website, Cannabis Talk 101, as we have so many great articles and vlogs on our website. And feel free to call us anytime, 1-800-420-1980. And check us out on YouTube and IG, Cannabis Talk 101, and Blue's at 1, Christopher Wright. Joe Grande is at Joe Grande 52. And without further ado, it's Connor Vivaldi and Daniel Hidalgo. And we're here, Cannabis Talk 101, the number one source for anything cannabis. And we're bringing you some news you can use. So, Daniel, before we start off, don't you have a word from one of our sponsors?
Daniel, do you like edibles?
I actually do.
Well, are you ready to make your own edibles?
Possibly.
Well, Truffly Made offers the highest quality and most affordable tabletop candy depositors and silicone molds on the market. It's made in Germany and developed by candy makers for candy makers. Truffly Made can help you with recipe services such as developing or adjusting recipes, custom silicone molds, and they can come to your facility with on-site consulting and train your team with the candy depositors themselves. This is for your home or commercial use. You can manufacture over 10,000 pieces of candy per hour. That's in 60 minutes. Mm. Order yours today at the website www.trufflymade.com or call them direct at 619-500-3102.
Damn. Hey, shout out to Ian DeMonceau, by the way.
Baller.
Yeah, he's actually a dope producer. Did you hear that song that he made?
Yeah, no, He dabbles in lots of things. He's been traveling all over the place. Shout out to Truffly Made.
Absolutely, a man of many hats. But you know what? We're going to bring it back to some news you could use. And today we have some unfortunate news in the cannabis industry now. The headline reads, MedMen closes all storefronts but 2 weeks after the stock plummet to zero. So pretty much what it is saying is that, according to a report from MJ Biz, one of the cannabis industry's most prominent chains has closed down all but 2 of its locations. And the only ones that they kept, because they were nationwide, folks, they only kept San Diego and one in Los Angeles by LAX. So that must have been their moneymakers right there. But they've officially closed all of the other locations. And some of these like range from like Santa Ana, I think Long Beach, San Francisco, even like some in Chicago and Nevada, in like Nevada, maybe. I think they had one in Vegas or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But, you know, my question is MedMen the company savable? Because I know they've been through a lot of turmoil in the past. If we've even had like someone who like one of their original founders on the show. And but is MedMen savable, or are they going to crumble like the rest of the declining market in like the cannabis industry? And I'm going to start off with you, Connor, and then I'm going to bring it back to our wonderful sound engineer over there, Diego. We can't forget him, right?
Yes, sir.
So,
well, you know, MedMen kind of predates me with my, you know,
they're like the iPhone store, like a cannabis, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, I wasn't really around in the cannabis industry to be able to see that. So I'm curious to what you know, from what you've seen of MedMen, like, you know, what do you think will happen, Daniel?
I mean, if they haven't fallen, like the entity itself, like the name itself holds strong weight. Like everybody knows MedMen. If you smoke cannabis, that's like I said earlier, they came out, the way they rolled out was like a iPhone store, if you will, you know?
Yeah.
But as we've seen, something's going on within the market, whether it's like, you know, the tax aspect or the political aspect. I don't know what's going on within the market, but most of these mom and pop shops started to close off first, as we've seen. And now MedMen is down to its last two. So which one's gonna close next? Are they just gonna close and then keep the money, whatever they have, and just cut their losses, maybe even branch out and start a new company? Or are they gonna become Blockbuster, is what I'm saying? Or are they gonna, you know, be Netflix and start their own new thing? You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm trying to go through.
Well, I'm kind of looking it up to see some more of the discourse on this. And I'm looking up on MJ Biz that, according to internal communications obtained by MJ Biz Daily, regulatory filings and interviews with dozens of cannabis brands, industry vendors, and former employees, MedMen frequently disregarded invoices, breached contracts, and ignored exhaustive attempts to resolve outstanding balances. Some of MedMen's top executives, including former CEO Ellen Deutsch Harrison and acting chief financial officer Amit Pandey, were included in online exchanges with brands and contractors seeking restitution for their unpaid invoices for months, according to emails obtained by MJ Biz Daily. So, you know, upon reading that,
that brings a whole different dynamic to this entire story, actually. So what you're saying is that the reason why they're crumbling is their own fault. It's something internal that's happening where they're not paying on time.
Yeah, whether, you know, I didn't delve too much further into the article, which I can, but, you know, it could be for a myriad of reasons. And it's not, you know, it could be that there's too much tax being taken out of their revenue, or, you know, they're not able to sustain a profit margin. I don't know, but
from
what I see, it's looking as if, you know, it's going to be hard to recover. Not to say that's not possible.
What about you, Diego? What do you think about this?
I wouldn't say I'm too versed in the knowledge of like MedMen. I did hear that they were going to close all their stores, but from what you guys are saying, that sounds inevitable if you're like not paying back the people who are stocking, you know.
You're absolutely
the shit
right.
They're selling. Then they're not going to do business with you, and then they're going to tell other people, "Yo, don't do business with these guys. They don't pay."
Yeah, they're bad money. But I understand that, but I want to know why. Are they being greedy perhaps? Or is it just like, you know, Connor said, could it be something like a taxation issue where they're getting taxed so much that their pockets are low? How are they going to, you know, how is the trickle down effect going to be? Which is, you know, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I mean, I think you should to have a strong company. You got to strengthen your core, and whatever your core is for your company, that's what you got to strengthen. It's not going to.
Yeah.
It won't survive unless that's whatever. But I'm just saying it could be a number of reasons, and I'm just hoping that, you know, like the whole industry just bounces back like some rubber balls or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no homo. Just kidding. But we need to bounce back as an industry. And to be honest, we just like all this, like not paying invoices or not paying people back. It's understandable if you don't have it. How are you going to pay somebody with something you don't have? But there has got to be a different way. We got to stop cheating the next person and stepping on heads to get ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the industry definitely, you know, has hit a downturn post COVID. And like you said, we're hoping for a recovery. And, you know, I was looking up a little bit more that MedMen is having some lawsuits filed against them, you know, in repercussion of this whole situation that they got themselves into. So they're going to have to ride that tide in order to, you know, absolutely to be able to recover. So, you know, it's, we'll have to wait and see in the next couple months, 6 months, year.
Well, whatever they do, they're running on limited time, as we all are. So when we ride back, we're going to dive into some new studies in the health, categories, I would say. But it's actually quite interesting, and I got a couple questions on that. So when we're right back, we'll be right back, actually.
Yeah. Follow Blue at 1ChristopherWright. Follow Joe Grande at JoeGrande52.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
CaliFX's full and broad spectrum hemp extracted products contain CBD, CBG, and some other 1,300 other elements and are naturally derived substances from the hemp plant. Check out the tinctures, waters, topicals, and vape collections. Go feel the effects with CaliFX at CaliFX.com.
Nice.
Daniel, we're back. We're locked in. We're in there like swimwear.
Yep.
What do you got for me
today? So welcome back. Welcome back. If you guys made it this far, I'm Daniel. That's Connor. And we got some news you can use. And we're bringing it to a medical side. And we got a new study for you guys. So here's the headline. Cannabis consumers are just as likely to exercise as non-consumers in a new study. So a study in preventative medicine reports indicate that cannabis users are just as likely to engage in exercise as non-users, challenging stereotypes about cannabis use and physical inactivity. The study was written by researchers from the University of Texas and Ohio University, who surveyed over 2,591 U.S. adults who either consume cannabis or use e-cigarettes. So to dumb it down, what they're saying is that cannabis doesn't make you lazy.
Correct.
Right? So as a person who consumes cannabis often and is aware about how cannabis might affect others, because damn it, I've seen it around the office. I'll take one hit and then you see it in the eyes of another. They're just like, you know what? I'm done for the day. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, as a person who consumes cannabis every day and is aware about how, you know, it might affect somebody else, does blazing make you lazy, or does it enhance what you're doing?
It's going to enhance whatever mood you're in. You know what I'm saying?
Like, absolutely.
Like I said in our previous show that we did together, you know, it's up to the lifestyle choices of the person. And like, obviously, if you're inhaling something, which THC is separate from, you know, the physical act of smoking, like you're inhaling with a lighter and butane or, you know, ammonia from the plant, whatever it is, like you're going to have to balance out certain things in your lifestyle in order for you to, you know, be healthy. Like you can't have it all. You have to pick one or the other in some scenario. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of studies that come out here are people that may make bad lifestyle choices and it gets blamed on cannabis purely because they use it and it's in their system. But, you know, we've done the whole rodeo on this show. We've had many different people in the industry come on and give their take on it and how we all have an endocannabinoid system and that people don't regulate that enough, where, you know, a lot of health problems may come from the lack of, you know, THC and cannabinoids into the endocannabinoid system. Like we've seen a lot of anecdotal evidence from that. Yeah. Obviously, we're trying to get there from a testing standpoint because it's hard to accumulate data in cannabis. That's why we have to outsource it a lot of places. However, my point is that, you know, I think it's unfair to label something that is so clearly medicinal as, you know, a threat to someone's health, which obviously, like I said, the inhaling smoke is bad for you and you got to balance shit out. But THC and cannabis itself does so much good for the body that, you know, we've already seen it and we know that. So
absolutely. And I think just to, you know, go full circle on if it makes it lazy or does it enhance, you know, what you're doing. I think personally that it all has to do with intent, like what your intent is, because some people, you know, they might smoke and just to chill, you know what I mean? Or they might smoke to eat. It depends on what you do. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like me, I'm always on the go and I like to use cannabis just, you know, in between my breaks. Like someone smokes cigarettes, I smoke cannabis. That's how I get down. So unapologetically, but respectfully, right?
Yeah. And so, obviously you can abuse any substance. Like, for example, coffee. You can drink too much coffee and it's, you know, too much caffeine and it's bad for your heart. Or you can have too much, you know, fatty foods and it's going to clog your heart.
Excess is never the answer.
Huh? You know what I'm saying? So it's the same for cannabis. It's not like, you know, you can just have an infinite amount and be okay.
Of course not.
Like you have to, you know.
As long as you get the job done.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you have to, you know, like everything else, consume everything in moderation. So, you know, and that's when the plant will do its most wonders if you're not abusing it.
What about you guys back there? I want to hear from Diego right here. Does blazing make you lazy or does it enhance what you do?
Absolutely not. No.
It doesn't make you lazy.
It doesn't make me lazy.
Do you ever work out?
Yeah.
This is about exercise, right? Do you ever exercise and smoke bud? Let me hear about that. Like, what's your routine?
It's my pre-workout.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you mix it with your C4 a little? No, just kidding.
No, I don't. I don't like to do caffeine all the time.
Okay.
So whenever I want to, if I'm going to like go to bed after, or if I'm like working out late at night, fucking I will get just like a couple hits of the pen and then I'm chilling for the rest of the 2 hours.
I don't know about you guys, but when I smoke at night, it just keeps me up.
Yeah. And like I don't want to like waste it either, so I'll like stay up a little bit. But like, yeah, no, I try not to smoke. And obviously we did that one show with Mary where we were talking about this a while back with
Joe.
Yes,
I do remember that.
And, you know, it does block you from getting your REM, mm-hmm. ultimately. So it's, like, wisest, if you are going to smoke before bed, to do it, like, you know, at minimum, like, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours before bed, and, like, you'll be able to get some REM sleep. But, you know, I used it, and I have... And I do use it to help me get to bed, obviously. But I am aware of the fact that it is hard to get a natural sleep with it, for sure.
Yeah, I have, like, the toughest time. I don't care if I'm smoking indica. I'm an indica. You know, I lean more towards the indica. So I like OGs, stuff like that. Heavy, heavy OGs. And it still doesn't put me out. But, I mean, you know. Everybody's different, right? But you know what? We'll be right back with some more news you can use. We're going to go into the federal category of things. And we'll be right back with more news you can use. This is Cannabis Talk 101, the number one source for everything cannabis.
Keep it locked.
You want to hear your name shouted out live on the show?
Call us anytime, 1-800-420-1980, and leave us a voicemail.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Now back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? F*** it. Now back to the number one cannabis show in the universe. Cannabis Talk 101.
Turn the typical into something special. When it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. Visit the website at www.loranoils.com. Shout out to Heidi. We miss you. Please come back from Michigan.
And thank you for those pancakes that you made during MJ BizCon. You know,
my saved my life.
Yeah, like I still think about them sometimes, how little they were and how I could eat so many in one go.
I know.
You know, this is Daniel. That's Connor. We're back with some news you can use. And today we're going into a deep dive about this declassification or reschedule, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, the DA, they've been getting knocks at their door about this cannabis stuff with the president, you know. So let's hear it, Connor.
So the DEA is reviewing the scheduling of cannabis and are looking to reschedule it from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3.
Mm.
All right, before we dive into it, just from the surface level, that sounds great. They're going to deschedule it, right?
Absolutely.
You know, it's...
on the surface level, it sounds great. Like, oh, yes. It's not illegal?
Yes,
it's
not being considered at a Schedule 1 level where there's no medicinal value to it. However, there's a bit more underneath the surface to this, so let's break it down. The potential of rescheduling of cannabis has its pros and cons. The 280E tax forbids businesses from deducting otherwise ordinary business expenses from gross income associated with the trafficking of Schedule 1 or Schedule 2 substances, and this would cease to exist with the descheduling to Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. So there's a lot of people that are saying that without this... tax code 280E that, you know, a lot of companies will, you know, be able to be way more profitable than they are right now, and that the industry is crying for it. And that's something that, you know, any cannabis brand would look forward to, you know, being a part of. However, the cannabis community has had adverse feelings to this outcome of rescheduling and urged Congress to deschedule or do nothing, with several Democratic senators pleading that rescheduling to Schedule 3 would not increase access to medical cannabis or pave the way for nationwide decriminalization.
Mm.
Dawson said, Instead, it would further entrench bureaucratic barriers, limit research and access opportunities to channels that are already historically excluding of Black and Brown communities, and ultimately impede the local, the state, and local development of the robust and inclusive cannabis industry that we are trying to build. And that is from Cannabis Business Times. So obviously there's...
So they're trying to go from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, right?
Yes.
And doesn't that make it so that you have to, it's like in the hands of the pharmaceutical companies? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, and you couldn't buy it over the counter, so you'd have to, you know, go in there and get a prescription and go in.
Federally.
Handle that with the pharmacies. And so, everyone who's for cannabis is like, why would you even do that? Like, you're going to absolutely limit the amount of cannabis that's going to be accessed, and it's just going to absolutely have the reverse effect of
what they're trying to do with the wrong intents and purposes and all that stuff
too. Yeah, and it's just going to be a nightmare to handle. So
you know what, I think, to be honest, like we should just go the Elizabeth Warren route. And if you guys don't know who Elizabeth Warren is, she's like the U.S. Senator of Massachusetts. She's talking about throw cannabis off the whole scheduling thing altogether.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, just deschedule it. That's just going to solve way more issues. And it's like, so the whole question that I have for you and the audience, why can't they ever get this right, honestly? Like, I know we've come up with so many, explanations as to why, but my point of this question is just frustration, because I feel like it's just one article after another after another after another that it's like, oh, it's gonna happen this, it's gonna happen that way, oh, we're gonna sample it here, we're gonna do this there. Like, come on, it's not that hard. And I know, like, we all know that.
They use all these crazy words like, oh, they're gonna deschedule, and it sounds like, oh, like, to the common person, if I didn't read up on this or if you didn't explain it to me right now, I would have thought this was a good thing, right?
And it could be. In some ways, it is, obviously.
It is. Well, it's a step towards success, but it's not where we need... They don't need their hands on this anymore.
And the common consensus...
We've seen what they've done.
Yes. And the common consensus is that there's more to lose than to gain from them doing this, obviously, because, you know, you already said that it's going to be sold in pharmacies, and that's just going to cut out all of the work that the industry has done so far.
And everything they've been trying so far has not been working. So I think it's time to, give those important seats and those chairs up and put some people in charge that are, a progressive thinker with the people in mind. People in the industry and what's right in mind. Someone good.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is yet, you know what I mean? But somebody needs to figure that out. Who knows? Might be Blue and Joe Grande, right?
Could be Blue and Joe for president.
Right. But anyways, before we get out of here, we want to give a huge shout out to the staff. Without them, we're nothing. Without them, I am nothing.
Yeah, thank you to Adrian, Amy, Amir, Mary, Magazine Mondo, Michaela, Nix, Elizabeth, Teddy the Show Dog, Ice Dog Zeus, Daniel, Diego, Joe, Lupita, Litzy, Logan, Lorenzo, Gary, Francisco, Carly, Connor, Cam, Beach Bar, Solar, Brandon T, Ollie Muffins, Sunday, OG Skinny Ruby, Goldie, Brother Pitt. Mark Carnes, Chris Franchino, Tony, Jennifer, Erica, and Elvis. We thank you for all your hard work. You guys hold it the hell down. Mad respect. So thank you.
Shout out to Elvis. I saw him and Joe went up to San Jose and they just rocked that arena. Like,
dude, the
crazy.
Videos were sick.
I was kind of pissed that they didn't even say nothing and invite me. I'm like, dude, I got a fucking life too, man. I'd love to go fucking follow you and shit and just like follow you around the office. It's like Teddy does, goddamn it. All right, anyways. But we appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm Daniel, and that's Connor, and this was News You Can Use. We'll see you guys next time, I guess, right?
And this is Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for
everything cannabis.
And if no one else loves you,
we do.
Follow Cannabis Talk 101 on all social media at Cannabis Talk 101.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.